When you're on a spiritual journey, it's very interesting because as you deal with yourself and you deal with your internal dialogues and personal demons and your doubts, your ability to really question if you're worthy of many things, and you're learning how to bypass the programs and the unproductive paradigms, how to essentially come into the realization as to who you are, being the creator of your universe, and then mindfully, intentionally creating the universe you want. Now, as you go through this process, a lot of times what people tend to forget is the interpersonal skills or the relationship skills that will support you along this journey. Because many times the spiritual journey is an internal one, right? It's a personal one. It's one that you have with yourself, you know, and you rarely ever exchange with others regarding what it is that you're going through and how you're dealing with life and dealing with your relationships and so forth. And so when you are dealing with relationships and you're having difficulties with communication, with intimacy, with connection, with creating bonds and communicating with others, it's very important to understand that those skills are not separate from your spiritual journey. And so what I want to share with you today is a skill that is very important along your path. And it is a skill that I think many people, even those who are not conscious about their spiritual journey, must understand and must really cultivate, right? And that is ultimately the skill of never losing an argument. Now, when you hear me say that, you probably think that I mean that you will always win the argument. You will always be the one who is in the right. Well, that's really not the case. When we talk about arguing or debating with others, what we're really trying to do is we're trying to convince somebody, right? And they're trying to convince us. And that in itself is completely, completely wrong. And why? You find that at the end of the conversation, you literally have gotten nowhere, right? But maybe frustrated, maybe annoyed, maybe pissed off. And you have to understand, though, the reason why is because just like everything that I say is, which is based on this, we are all creators of our own reality. And when you argue with somebody, you are essentially saying that their reality isn't real. Okay. Now, what you have to understand is that your reality is different from theirs. And when you are trying to argue with somebody, you are projecting your reality onto them. And this is the problem. This is what creates arguments and debates. Now, yeah, we can say that there are some fundamental things that we should all be in agreement with. But ultimately, when we argue with people, we are really talking about the many nuances of possibilities and ways things could be looked at, right? Different viewpoints. And so it's important for you when you are having a discussion with somebody, that's why I'm saying discussion, you are really wanting to get in a space of understanding, not telling them that they are right or wrong, or even coming from the standpoint that you are right. Okay. Be mindful that right or wrong is really irrelevant. It has no place in a discussion, in a communication between you and another person. Unless, of course, that person is asking you if they are right and wrong in a particular situation. And even then, it is not your place to project a judgment onto them. What you are to do is really give them the insight to trust their own, you know, intuition, their own inner guidance. And so you really want to be mindful that for you, it is never your place to convince somebody to do something that really doesn't resonate or align with who they are. And when you are arguing with somebody, that is essentially what you're doing. But when you're arguing with somebody, they are also obviously resistant to it. So if they are resistant to it, you most certainly are not going to win that fight. It's not even worth having the fight because now you are exerting energy, you are exerting time, you are wasting a lot of productivity and potential energy toward creating something else with that person, creating understanding with that person, creating a true depth of relationship with that person. When you are in a space where you are defensive as well, then what you need to do is acknowledge the fact that you may be insecure about what it is that you believe. You may have an inadequacy. You may have some kind of a flaw that is causing you to feel triggered when you are having a debate with somebody and you're noticing that you're feeling frustrated or angry or upset. You have to acknowledge that these are all triggers, and these are all triggers for you to really look at yourself. And that's the opportunity, really, when it comes to this idea of arguing or debating with somebody. If you're being triggered by it, then you have to look within yourself, not look at what that person is doing or not doing. This is how many of us lose when we have arguments or when we have debates with somebody. Even in technically and even in most people's opinions, you may be in the right. The fact that you are upset, the fact that you are, you know, pissed off, ultimately means you have lost, because you have lost yourself. You have lost your peace, right? You have lost that ability to have a sense of tranquility and real confidence in who you are. You see, confidence isn't really about boasting and being loud and obnoxious, right? Being confident means that you can be quiet and but you are still, and you are in true, you know, ownership of what it is that you are standing for, or your ideals, or you have a true understanding as to who you are and the universe that you're creating, and understanding that you create that universe. Now, when you recognize that you create your universe, and you recognize that others are creating their universe, and that you can have two opposing ideas, but still both of you are coming up with positive results that work for that individual, right? You have your way of doing things that works for you. They have their way of doing things that works for them. Then what in the world are you arguing about? Okay. Recognize that the universe is infinite, and there are infinite ways to go about achieving infinite things. And so, though you have your way, if you are debating with somebody else that your way is the right way, essentially what you're saying is you're not quite sure. It's not that you're convincing them that your way is the right way. You're really trying to convince yourself. Because if you are noticing triggers of frustration, you know, feeling of, you know, being mad or feeling even sad, feeling weighed down, then there is a flaw in the system by which you are living by. And once you recognize that, that is how you always win the argument. Because then you recognize the growth and the potential that you have and gain from that exchange. But as long as you are constantly being triggered, as long as you feel the need to convince somebody else that they are doing something right or wrong, right? Especially particularly wrong, and they are fighting against it, you have to recognize that that isn't your place to change them. That is their place. And that's why people are rarely, if ever, convinced of something that they feel, right, is who they are. They feel it's right, because that is their reality, just like it is yours. So you have to recognize, really, the true essence of winning an argument is never arguing at all. Having a discussion, having a discussion where you state, okay, this is who I am, this is what works for me. Having a discussion allowing them to share who they are and what works for them. What that also does is that gives you both an opportunity, instead of fighting and clashing against one another in the system by which you do things, you are then allowing yourself to be accepting, right? Accepting one another, accepting yourself, but also you are allowing yourself, and that person is allowing themselves, to be open to a different point of view. And that's when true change happens. When you are clashing with somebody and you're butting heads, nobody's going to win. Nobody's going to listen. But if you are confident in your stance and you are at peace and you are calm and you are accepting of yourself and accepting of them, then that creates a space of vulnerability, which truly creates connection. And when you create that connection, everybody wins, even though at face value, you may look like completely different perspectives or opposite points of view. But as long as you come from a place of understanding rather than being right, you will always win the argument. because there is no argument to be had in the first place. Thank you so much. Feel free to go to drabundant.com, subscribe to my newsletter, and also get access to this free ebook, The Power Within. Continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.